Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:15 Irish Summer Time. Today is September 4th, and it has been a day with fireworks following the holiday in the USA yesterday. A couple of the headlines. Well, US markets are up in excess of 1% on the S&P and the Nasdaq, 1.3% on the Nasdaq, in fact. Dow Jones gave it up a little bit towards the end of the session, closed up 91 points, however. The S&P actually up 15 today. Had been up a little bit higher than that, but coming up to that 1500 level, bit of a big round number, and it balked pretty close to that and came off a little bit. But no signs of any really strong selling pressure up here, and we need a pretty sizable downward dynamic to offset potential for a break above that 1500 level. And a move back up towards the highs over the coming weeks to month. Europe was relatively steady in here. The FTSE was up almost 1%, as indeed was the DAX index. This is a good positive move on the DAX. It had a pretty quiet day yesterday, but it showed signs that it was starting to break upwards, and today it did just that. So that was really quite positive action. The Swiss market was also up 1%. That follows on from a relatively muted day across Asia. You had the Nikkei was down about 100 points, the Hang Seng was down 18. So very steady there on the Hang Seng, continues to consolidate around the highs that we saw in July. So pretty steady day in Asia. And across Europe, you had a relatively good day for most indices, and we can probably expect Asia to follow through tomorrow. But lots of other highlights here today. Gold was up almost $10 on the spot and in excess of $10 on the October future. And the important point here is that it is also starting to appreciate in other currencies. I put up quite a few of those charts today because I wanted to show the candlesticks. But we have lots of charts where you can see gold relative to any number of currencies in the chart library and over the longer term. And you can see that it is starting to appreciate in a lot of different currencies. And that's a very good signal that on this occasion, when it gets back up to that $700 level or up towards it, that it may actually break through. And I think once it does move onwards to a new high, I think that there is a very good chance that it's going to reassert the uptrend that we've seen over the last 5 years. And what we've seen over the last year will have looked nothing more than a big consolidation, as we've seen in a number of the industrial metals. Nickel, for example, consolidated for almost 3 years before embarking on a spectacular uptrend. I am not predicting that gold is going to go in a parabolic fashion right away, but it's showing all the signs that this has been a consolidation beneath 700, and waves of new buying should hit this market once it breaks upwards. Silver is also looking interesting. It's still relatively cheap. It consolidated well above that low at $11 and has only really just broken above $12 in the last couple of days. It was up 21 points in here today. It's at 12.28, but the highs there are almost $3 away. Maybe in excess of that. I can't remember the exact number for the high, but silver is looking really quite cheap in here right now. Platinum and palladium had relatively quiet days here today. They were up just a couple of dollars, $2 on platinum, $1 on palladium. Looking at the oil complex, oil was up in excess of $1 here today. It's above $75 once more, and it's looking really quite strong in here, and there's a good chance we're going to see it go up and test those highs in the coming days. Yesterday was a pretty weak day for gasoline, or sorry, I should be saying Friday, and that's following some pretty good action over the coming the following days. The contract has changed in here today, but it is up on the day. It's at 265, just under $200, but that's because of the contango, I think, on the futures contract. And it does look like oil is really starting to reassert itself. Another big point of news, wheat up, limit up today, up 30 points, soybeans up 24.5, corn up 13.25. A lot of these contracts rolled over today, and I think we're in the December contracts for a lot of these now. So this is really quite positive action. Oats also had a very good day in here today. Feeder cattle set a new all-time high. And when you look at that longer term chart, it's only a marginal new high and it is consolidating. I'm just pulling the chart up now as I speak to give you the level under which it has been consolidating. It's 120 and it's encountered resistance there on a number of occasions over the last 3 or 4 years, and it does look like it's going to break through there. So that's a relatively important move. When we see surging commodity prices, particularly on the foods, that is inflationary. And it will be something that will feed through into inflationary numbers, probably not this quarter, maybe not even next. But it's probably going to be the thing that if we see interest rates starting to get cut in September of this year, it's going to be these higher food prices feeding through into inflationary figures 6 months, 9 months down the line that are probably going to stop them from lowering interest rates very much more beyond what they do so. So these things with energy prices and food prices moving upwards, that's an inflationary pressure that we need to be aware of and to keep an eye on. The currency markets were quite quiet in here today. The dollar was a little bit firmer, but given the fact that gold is appreciating in so many different currencies, I don't think we need to worry too much about the correlation or the inverse correlation between gold and the dollar. I think we may be approaching a period where that is just going to loosen up quite considerably, particularly if gold breaks upwards above that $700 level. Treasuries were a little bit weaker in here today, having been quite a bit stronger. They were almost up to 112 on the 30-year, but closed the day down at 111 and 13 30 seconds. So, a little bit of a consolidation going on in here, but it does look like I don't believe that there's very much further to go on the upside for bond prices. And the first downward dynamic is probably going to be a good shorting opportunity. Industrial metals have been a little bit weaker in here today. Copper was down almost $8, and that is really on there was news today on manufacturing that manufacturing is slowing as a result of the credit woes that have affected markets over the last couple of months, and that has affected the copper price. Nickel was also down today, 1,100 points down. It's at 28,700, so still well above that 25,000 level where it found support a couple of weeks ago. And it would really need to take that out to indicate that there's further to go in this correction. And that's pretty much it for what has been happening with prices. But looking forward, it does look like we found support in mid-August and good strong moves today on a number of the key markets, which does show that there is some investor interest in here. And as you'll see from all the PE charts that I posted in comment of the day today, markets are not fundamentally expensive. Now, there is obviously the argument that earnings will not continue to be as outstanding as they have been. But we haven't really come into any quarter yet where earnings have disappointed really badly. And until we do, I think we can continue to give markets the upside, the benefit of the doubt. And given the fact that markets are breaking upwards, and they have consolidated above the lows that we saw in mid-August, and they are starting to break upwards from those consolidations, that's very positive. And it does look like we're going to see a number of those major indices moving back up towards their highs. And again, that is also very positive. I think it is only a matter of weeks before we see some of the commodity producers moving up and probably exceeding their highs. And I think leading the charge there is Australia, which has been really quite a stellar performer. Incidentally, the VIX index was down in here today. It opened up but actually closed down on the day. It's at 22.78. And it may take a number of months before that falls any further, just because there is that fear still in the market, and there is quite a wall of worry that markets are climbing in here right now. But the charts or what we will rely on, and the chart facts tell us that markets have found support and there isn't a market in the world that's making new lows right here and now and right here and now. And with that thought, I will leave you for the evening, and thank you very much for your time.